You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio. Check this out. This is a fun hour. I really enjoy this hour. Check this out. And the first person to call in that gets the movie correct gets a free signed copy of Lessons from Armed America, my book co-written with Kathy Jackson, taking bookstores online and across the country by storm. This is what, you know, Johnny Ringo said this one time. He said, "Well, you must be Doc Holliday." That'd be me. Are you retired too? Not me. I'm in my prime. Yeah. You look it. If you know what movie that's from, give me a call, 877-956-9566. I'll say that just one time. That was unplanned. Had to go there. We were talking about that movie between the breaks. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, a powerhouse lineup. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the blog father, the godfather of blog himself. Co-host Rob Pincus and Jim Irvine, chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association, who put a really good piece out in the Armed American Report that went to all 50 states, Canada, Guam, and a number of other places. And we'll ask him about that and get his insight on a couple other things. He is a pilot with American Airlines, so he'll have some really good insight for us tonight. Fascinating conversation. Mr. Pincus, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back, man. This is going to be a great hour. I'm looking forward to it. It's the end of the year, the end of the show. Very cool time to be here. Always great to talk to George Hill. First, I want to find out how his event that we talked about last time he was on air with us, I want to find out how that event went. We'll let him talk about that. And, you know, you talk about his blog. It was probably one of the first times that I was written about, on the internet in terms of the firearms industry, and not just, you know, on an internet forum conversation somewhere, was in his blog. So it's always great to be involved with him, and pretty cool to have him as a friend, the godfather of blogging.
Isn't that great? The godfather of blog, or the blog father. Well, I wonder if he can come up with a sequel, because The Godfather 1 and 2 are probably the two greatest movies ever made. The blog father and the godfather of blog. George, you're here blinking. Pop on in, my friend. Where are you, Mr. Hill?
George.
Hello, George.
We can't blame it on the snow again.
Nope.
I don't think any fresh snow in Utah.
I see him. I see his light changing green. Mr. Hill, are you there?
I'm here, and it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. Rob and Mark, Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy New Year's. Fantastic show. I really enjoyed listening to this one. Moss was incredible. Gail was great. This was a good show today. And what a great way to wrap up the year. And to answer your question, Rob, it was a beautiful show. For those listening, I was in the Nutcracker. I played the magician grandfather role that gave the gift of a nutcracker and then brought it to life. And it was, you know, small role. Nobody looked at me. Everybody was looking at the dancers, but it was a good time.
Hey, George, don't sell yourself short, brother. You fit that role just perfect.
Well, I was just impressed that they had point shoes my size. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Rob. Yeah, you got to understand what we were talking about a couple weeks back when George was talking about being in the Nutcracker, and Rob and I and George had some fun with that. You can pick that up if you want to go back and listen to that episode. George, when was that? How many weeks back was that? They're flying by.
Oh, that was just a couple weeks ago. A
couple weeks back. You can go back and pick that up at armedamericanradio.org.
Oh, yeah. You can get it on iTunes, stream it right off the AAR website. It's out there.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Hey, guys, how about bringing in Mr. Jim Irvine? Rob, you want to introduce Jim? You know him. He's a great guy.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to join you.
Jim, welcome.
Welcome.
Fun to be here. Great show so far.
Have you been listening for the other 2 hours?
I have.
Beautiful. Well, I guess, you know, you're not far from Detroit up there in Cleveland, and WDTK's got us, and they're listening to us. Atlanta's listening to us. We're going to be out. Salt Lake is picking us up next week. So we're live all over the place, which is a beautiful thing. And Jim, we've got so much. I want to get your insight. I love your insight and your history with Armed American Radio, even behind the scenes that people don't know about, is something we'll touch on with you too. because we go back a little ways on that, you and I do. We've done some really fun stuff together in the past. But tell us something first off. You're first and foremost, besides the chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association, which does unbelievable work for gun owners nationwide, regardless of where you live. You're also a pilot with American Airlines. What the heck went on in Detroit from Amsterdam? How in the world did that moron get on that aircraft?
Well, I gotta first get in my disclaimer that my views don't represent those of my employer, but they oughta. I've been on vacation, so I don't know what happened. I don't have any information on that, other than a couple news stories I read. But it's, you know what, any studying you do of Al Qaeda, and pretty much everybody seems to think this is a terrorist attack with some assistance from either al-Qaeda or some sort of fundamentalist, extremist, Muslim hatred type of organization. They are scary. People who don't think they're scary, it's because their heads are in the sand or they haven't taken the time to look or they're just plain afraid to look. And as Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman says, survival or denial has no survival value. And you got to wake up. They're here. They're all around us. It's not some foreign war being fought in Afghanistan. It's happening right here in our houses, on our planes, in our country, on our soil. And you got to be ready to deal with them. And they are dangerous, and they hate us. And they're going to kill us and our kids. That's who they are. It's terrible.
Well, Rob, chime in here. You fly all over the place, right?
I'm constantly flying. I have a good friend of mine is over in Amsterdam right now. I think he might have been flying over earlier in that day before the incident that happened on the flight back from Amsterdam. I think that one of the interesting things, I was talking with some people earlier today, you know, the terrorists made – this was so ridiculous, this plan. The underwear full of petting and who knows what they were doing as far as initiator or blasting cap and flying through Amsterdam into Detroit, not coming direct from a third world country. It's almost like they know, much like with what happened with the liquid binary agent coming out of the UK, if we unravel their plans, if we foil the plans, it could still have a dramatic effect on our behavior. And still instill terror, still change our behavior, still change the rules about flying and security procedures for flying and inconvenience us more. Because this was so ridiculously over the top, it's almost like, hey, even if we get caught, we're going to affect the Western world and we're going to win, you know, our terror war. I think it's amazing.
Great point.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if any of the roundtable here happened by any chance to catch Greta Van Susteren on Fox News yesterday, but she had a really good point about security, Jim. And I know, you know, as your livelihood, this is very serious business. But she made the comment that the first thing the federal government did to step up security when it was obvious that this was another attempted terrorist attack against this country, to blow up an airliner and kill us over the skies of Detroit, where we're being listened to right now on WDTK and on News Talk 1400. They're right there. And the first thing the federal government did was allow or took baggage, carry-on. They limited it to one. And here's the kicker. This guy wasn't even carrying a bag. He had no carry-on bag. What's going on?
He also had no, well, don't ever let the facts get in the way of a stupid procedure. I mean, the whole thing is so frustratingly insane. It just drives you nuts. But the other thing, all right, say you require no checked baggage, no carry-on baggage. You are allowed your clothes, your wallet, your cell phone, and give women a thing of lipstick or something. And that's all you can carry? You can't stop someone who has the high-tech binary devices, because you can conceal enough powder and a couple drops of liquid to damage the airplane and be destructive in your clothes, on your person, anywhere. I mean, it's not possible to stop that threat with our conventional way of doing things. So you've got to do some other things.
Okay, here's where the host, before we take the break, is going to get real controversial and say something controversial that some people might not like. Guess what? Until we cut the politically correct crap and start profiling people with names who come from areas that we know are trying to kill us, we are going to continue to have these problems. And an apologist president overseas who doesn't want to offend anybody is not helping the situation. That's just my thoughts. That's my disclaimer. We'll be right back with the roundtable with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Rob Pincus, Jim Irvine, and myself right after these messages. Don't change the dial.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Do you know?
Okay, welcome back to Armed American Radio. This is co-host Rob Pincus here with Mark Walters. And we are now going to go back to our roundtable discussion on this issue of the underwear bomber. We had the shoe bomber, we had the binary bombers, now we've got the underwear bomber this last week flying from Amsterdam to Detroit. And guys, I want to talk about something here. We talked about how to stop this. Mark, you made an observation about, you know, stop the political correctness, really start addressing what some people negatively term profiling, and really trying to avoid having the people we don't want on the planes in the first place. But what about just empowering law enforcement community to act on the reports, putting enough manpower on the streets, on the phones, and on the computers? I mean, within the last 60 days, we had the guy in Fort Hood who was on, you know, everybody's radar down there. The FBI was aware of what he was doing online. And this guy this weekend, apparently his father reported him and tried to get his travel restricted. And he was on the radar, too.
Well, that's what I was referring to when I said names, in the sense that we knew who he was. We knew who he was. We were given his name. It doesn't make any sense to me at all when we're talking about the lives of our families, the lives of our children, our countrymen, okay? It's very frightening stuff, and I have had many, 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 more than I could count, off-air conversations with our guest Jim Irvine about some of the more fascinating aspects of air travel. And I got to tell you, I fly a lot too, Rob, not, you know, a lot more than the average Joe public. And it's just something you got to keep in your mind. But hats off to these brave people who, since 9/11, pounced on this guy and put him right where he belongs, in the hospital and then in jail, right?
Well, what I want to know is, wasn't this supposed to be solved by the creation of the Department of Homeland Security? Wasn't that the reason Homeland Security was created?
Jim, go ahead and run with that. You'll know about that.
Yes, and obviously it doesn't work. I mean, on 9/11, we had all of the pieces to the puzzle. We just hadn't put it together quite yet. And as frustrating, as painful as that is, it's also understandable because we hadn't seen the picture. It had never occurred to us what was happening. That excuse was gone by noon on September 11th. We knew what the picture was. We knew who the enemy was, and we know what their mission is. Now you've got all the dots to connect. How on earth do you let this guy get on an airplane? I don't know. I mean,
We knew his name.
We knew his name, and we knew and someone had looked at it and made a decision it doesn't qualify for the no-fly list. If your father turns you in to the if your father's a foreigner who turns you in to the United States federal government because you're concerned that your son is going to try to do something like this, and we don't take it seriously, there's lots of it's like bomb threats. I don't know how many hundreds of fake bomb threats there are for every real bomb that goes off. I mean, it's amazing. There's a lot of bad, false positive type stuff. So you can't just react to everything, but we had the evidence to know this wasn't just an idle conversation. This was a verified threat on this particular individual, and we didn't do anything about it.
It is mind-boggling.
Getting lucky.
Well, you know,
not only that, we also know that this guy in particular, he wasn't like the son of a poppy farmer who was sold to some, you know, Al-Qaeda related gang. This was the son of a banker who was educated in the West, had incredible resources at his disposal, and then started hanging out online with terrorists and going off to known terrorist training areas. And his father, the banker, reported this. I mean, this is something that should have been taken more seriously. I mean, we don't know the details, obviously, but it sure seems like this guy should have ended up on the list.
Well, yeah. I've seen past history that tells me that all I can do is hope to God that our apologist in chief is not overseas right now on a flight apologizing and bowing to anybody. It's just mind-boggling to me when we're talking about the lives of American citizens that are at stake. My kids, your kids. Okay, Rob, you got a beautiful daughter. They're trying to kill our families.
Children are noble targets.
It's mind-boggling.
That's according to them.
Well, you know, President Obama has no interest in, you know, prosecuting a war on terrorism. He even changed the term. It's no longer a war on terrorism. It's we're trying to avoid man-made disasters. And you're talking about a guy who, I mean, he bows at Burger King. I mean, this guy has no interest of being a commander-in-chief.
If the day comes I see him bow to that disturbing ad Burger King guy, we got a problem, man. Hey, guys, if it's okay with you, I'm going to switch gears here while we're talking about stupidity. You're going to have a hoot with this one, and I want to get your comment. I have yet to give out the Bonehead of the Week award, and I've decided, because the anti-gunners and the freedom haters are just, they work overtime. Sometimes you've got to literally push that decision right up to showtime, Rob. You know what I'm talking about?
You haven't even told me yet, so I'm anxious to hear.
Exactly. I haven't given it out. What I've decided to do is give out the Bonehead of the Year award, I think is fitting. However, like I said, these folks are just working overtime coming up with, you know, the stupid comments. But listen to this, and you can find this, ladies and gentlemen, on the Brady campaign website. They have a media press release. Fox News claims new law requires boxes for Amtrak passengers with guns. Jim, before I go into this, would you like to tell the listeners what we're talking about here?
Yeah, in the law that allows you to check, think about just the stupidity of, we need a law to allow you to check a gun as baggage on Amtrak. That has to be a federal law. But so they passed this. They screwed it up. Somewhere in the drafting process between the House and the Senate, or lots of different scenario, you know, explanations for who screwed it up or why, and the finger pointing. But the bottom line is they screwed up the wording, and instead of checking the baggage, it says the passenger must be checked in the bag, locked in cargo.
Now,
isn't that the liberal agenda's whole goal anyway?
Well, let's hold on a second. Hold that thought, because I want to get it. Let me kind of segue. I always like that word. Let me segue into this from the Brady campaign's media press release. Now, keeping that in mind, Fox News claims new law requires boxes for Amtrak passengers with guns. Fox News is reporting that a bill signed by Obama this week, which was intended to require passengers who want to bring a gun on the train to secure the gun, instead calls for the passengers themselves to place themselves in secure boxes. All right. Although the intent of the new law was clearly not to require that gun owners on Amtrak be placed in boxes, for anyone relying on Fox News' interpretation of the law who wishes to secure such a box, the Brady campaign offers information on some box suppliers. Listen to this. Burt and Bud's Vintage Coffins. You get only one shot at making a last impression. Visit them at vintagecoffins.com. Abbey Caskets. Traditional wooden caskets made by monks at an Ark Abbey in St. Minrod somewhere, Indiana. At abbeycaskets.com and Walmart. This is the Brady campaign. Now, you know, it's disgusting, it's despicable, and this is what they put out as media press release. Now, that certainly qualifies for a Bonehead of the Year, and it may very well make it. Rob, you and I talked about Obama being too obvious. That's like giving a camel the desert animal of the award of the year, you know?
The Brady campaign, I mean, that's just who they are.
I'm stunned. The first time I heard that, I have no comment except a chuckle to myself. George?
It's almost like a Monty Python skit, except this is real. It's amazing that people take these folks seriously. Not to, you know, change tracks or anything, but it's like, you know, Al Gore. I mean, how do people take these liberals seriously?
Well, I don't know about that, but we're getting ready to take a break. So, hold on just one second. It's getting hot in here. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio right after these messages. Talk to you in a minute, Mr. Gore.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
My name's Forrest Gore. That's all I got to say about that. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, joined by Rob Pincus, co-hosting with me, and we're going to talk to him about some of his upcoming episodes on his new television series starting on the 30th. Good stuff. George Hill is on the air with us right now. George, of course, the Mad Ogre, the blog father, the godfather of blog, and Mr. Jim Irvine, chairman of Buckeye Firearms Association. If you're interested in calling the broadcast, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Twitter me at twitter.com/AARMark. Welcome back, everybody.
Awesome to be back here with you, Mark. This is a great show, great end of the year show. Good friend George is here. Jim, I do a lot of work in Ohio. All the work you do there is much appreciated. Really cool stuff. You know, earlier today, Mark, we talked about this question, this great question that you've got on tap for the year end, for the holidays just went by. Maybe some people have some extra cash that, you know, they have to spend on themselves now. They've done the budget. They got everybody else taken care of. They want to take care of themselves, maybe in the direction of a firearm. Your question is the kind of question that I would give like a three-hour-long answer to, with all the caveats and compromises and specifics of context. George is much more blunt and direct than I am. He's a perfect person to throw this question to, and I hope he's ready for it.
He is.
Hit me.
Okay, George, I'm going to put you on the spot. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot on live radio, but I know you're up to the task because I know you well. I've drank a beer with you, ate fresh buffalo. Boy, was that good.
Good buffalo.
Yes, sir, right there in downtown Salt Lake City, and you helped me win a court case and mop the floor up with them. So let me hit you with this. This is titled Handguns for Tough Times, and it is in the new Guns and Ammo that just came out that has my name on it. I love this thing. It says, what you shoot matters less than how well you shoot. And I want to throw some of these guns at you because I know you've been selling them out there at Basin like crazy over the holidays. I'm gonna throw here. Give me a real quick short answer on your thoughts on this. Browning Buckmark.
Great pistol. Love it.
22, right?
Absolutely. It's one of the best 22 autos you can buy for target. Target work, plinking, just having fun for training the kids. Not a defensive tool, though.
For tough times, will it do the job?
You know,
better than nothing, right?
If I was going to go up into the mountains, you know, spend some time up there, I've got a Buckmark, and it would definitely be in my kit. If I'm going to put a, you know, some meat in the pot, a 22 is absolutely the tool.
Para USA 1911 GI Expert.
You know, I'll admit I'm not a fan of Paras, but the GI Expert is an outstanding gun. It's a great gun for the value, the price for what you're getting. It's a good deal. I'd have no problem buying one myself.
Puma Westerner.
You know, those little Puma guns are real fun. They are huge with the cowboy action guys. I sell a ton of them, making some old-school replicas. Those are great guns. The cowboy action guys shoot the heck out of them, and the guns hold up, so that's a safe bet, even if you're not familiar with the brand. That's a lot of fun on those Pumas, every one of them.
Ruger Mark III Target.
Not really a Ruger fan, but you know what? The Mark IIIs have been doing the job for about as long as the Buck Marks, you know. If you like that grip angle, you like that kind of classic Ruger look that it has, it does have a distinct look. It's a great gun. My little sister-in-law, Havana, who was in the ballet with me, she's got a Mark III, and she shoots the heck out of that thing.
Taurus Judge.
When did Taurus somehow deem that the 410 cartridge is the font of everything lethal? I don't understand the Judge. I don't get it. However, it is so huge, and when you take one out, you will get a grin on your face like nothing else. A shotgun in the hand is just nothing but fun. So for that reason, great fun. As a defensive tool, I'd rather have something different.
Okay, now I've got to chuckle here, Rob, because I threw these guns at him. George and I did not discuss this prior to, and did you hear these answers rattling off of this man?
I did. They're great. I didn't hear the list of guns either. I think it would have been pretty easy for me to actually answer on those guns. I was expecting more challenging options, and I think that George was very nice to whoever wrote that article in his responses.
Okay, I'll leave it at that because that is out there in the Guns and Ammo, and you know, I've got my own thoughts on a couple of them too.
Wow.
You know, Jim, what did you think?
Impressive knowledge of the subject.
Well, I've been selling these guns like crazy because, you know, it's the Christmas season and nothing says love or Merry Christmas like the gift of a new firearm. And last year it was all about the AR-15. Everybody had, because of the Obama effect plus the Santa Claus effect, everybody was getting AR-15s, buying them and trading them like baseball cards. But this year it was across the board. But more people were going for the handguns, more for something recreational or for concealment. And I tell you what, one of the hottest things on the market this season has been anything with a Crimson Trace grip on it. From revolvers to autos, the Crimson Trace has been just been what has been moving the most. 1911s, snub-nosed revolvers, you know, you got to love those things.
Say what you want about President Obama. I mean, store after store has his picture as Salesman of the Year.
Oh, there's no question about that. Rob, interestingly, you said that you would have thrown some other ones at him. You got any that you want to ask him about?
Well, I didn't read the article yet, so I don't know the premise. Was it guns for tough times in terms of
financial economics?
Right, okay, so it wasn't – I'm sorry, I misinterpreted. I thought it was tough times like you're being attacked.
Gotcha, okay.
That's always where my mind is. You know, on the then maybe some of those guns are great choices. The 22s,
What would you – let me go this way. I walk into your store, George, and I've got, let's say, $300 to $400 in my pocket. I want a .22 for myself and my family to take out and enjoy shooting. Where are you steering them, not based on markup, but based on your legitimate opinion on what the best gun is?
Oh, for a .22, for a bolt action, I'm gonna put a CZ-452 in your hand. It's going to be the special version with the adjustable sights, the long barrel, the European stock. Beautiful gun, super accurate, and it's affordable. Another gun, you know, if you want to have some fun with, if you can only have one gun, I'm going to put in your hands a Remington 870 Express, preferably with a 18-inch barrel, and you can get those for, you know, really, really cheap, like $329 for a brand new 870.
And that offers a great home defense capability there as well. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. What about on the pistol side, .22 pistol? Because myself, I mean, my first actual handgun that I was given as a gift and allowed to kind of go out in the woods and shoot on my own was a Ruger Mark II. So I have a fondness in my heart for them. The Buckmark is a great gun on that level. Where do you steer people today, 2009 going on 2010 for that .22 semi-auto pistol?
For the .22 semi-auto, you know, I'm a huge fan of that Buckmark. There are some other ones out there, the Mosquito, the Walther P-22, but, you know, you got the Ford versus Chevy between the Ruger and the Browning Buckmark. So really, it's just a matter of flavor on those two. You can't go wrong with either one of them. So for that, my first pistol was a Ruger single six with the interchangeable .22 long rifle or the .22 mag cylinder, and I'd probably push that too. It's a little bit higher end on the dollar, but that versatility and the accuracy and just that cool style that little single six has, you can't help but love it. And the things are built like a tank.
They are. They'll run hard. That was the first gun for my stepson at one point, and for my daughter also started with that Ruger single six. Great guns. I've got a great picture of my daughter for about, I don't know, 4 years old, I guess, shooting that on her own in the backyard. So very, very cool choice.
And let me tell you a little story about those single sixes. You know, that first one that I had taught me two very important lessons. One, when you point the gun at the mirror and pull the trigger, make sure that the gun is unloaded. That was one of my first gun accidents, and thank goodness I pointed it at a mirror instead of somebody I loved. I was young, I was being stupid, and that was the loudest gunshot I've ever heard in my life.
Rob, take us into the break, bro.
That's it, man. You know, and good for you, George. I had my negligent discharge also in a training environment. Nobody got hurt. Thank God. Good for you for admitting it. We'll be back with more Armed American Radio after these messages from the sponsors.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. We're working and warming up here, and it's fun. We should go another hour, but I don't know if I've got use of the studio for that much longer. Check out this email. Mark, in the famous words of Ron White, you can fix a broken arm and you can fix a broken nose, but you can't fix stupid. It appears the antis, i.e. Brady et al., feel they have a morally superior position, which allows them to consider supporters of the Second Amendment as if we are all Neanderthals. I would caution them to remember history. King Louis of France and his lovely wife Marie Antoinette both underestimated the populace's hunger not only for bread but for freedom as well. I can't wait till November 10 when someone's karma is going to run over someone else's dogma. Mike in Long Beach, California. It is great to get that stuff from the West Coast like that. You know, it's hard to add any more to that. You're back on the Armed American Radio Network. Rob, Mike. Geez, see, I'm used to bringing you back in with Mike Janich from time to time. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and Jim Irvine. Jim, isn't it very cool to talk guns with the blog father himself?
It is. You know what? It's funny. I was thinking, go back to a year ago, what you and I were doing. If someone would have told us what this past year would have entailed for us and all of the things we've done, firearms, I mean, I would have never believed it. And here we are at the end of the year. And you know what? I think next year is going to be even bigger, even better. And that's why folks, they got to listen to the show. They got to go to Buckeye Firearms website or join U.S. Concealed Carry Association, take a class from Pincus, read the Mad Ogre. You've got to go to all of these sources and learn as much as you can to be informed on what's going to happen, because it is going to be a mind-boggling year when you look back a year from today.
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question about that. You know, Jim, you and I go back to January when we got started together doing radio on WHK 1420 in Cleveland, and look where Armed American Radio has come since then. And it's because, it's kind of like Obama's
it's because
election.
You're good at what you do, and you care about stuff, and you have a great show.
Well, I appreciate
like wildfire.
That. I appreciate that. I think what's happening here is people are finally hearing the things that they're thinking on the airwaves, and that's not been out there to this degree, at least laser focusing in on concealed carry movement like we have been. And the guest lineup, guys, coming up, Rob and George, the guest lineup is just going to be huge coming up in 2010. Believe me, I can't tip my hat yet, but I want to go to something, Jim, that actually, you know what? I'm going to embarrass myself first. We were talking about first guns, guys. Rob, listen to this. I got an email. Mark, been listening on my iPod since episode one. I love this show and all 3 hours of it. More than once, I've heard you mention that one of your first guns was a 25 Auto Raven. Me too, 1981. Bought it for $35, but now it sits in the back of the safe and I carry a Glock 26. How about a segment in the show about the first gun? Ask some of your guests like George Hill or Mossad or Rob what their first gun was. Also, suggestions for newbies for their first gun. With 3 hours, you just might be able to fit it in. One more suggestion in the opening segment. You say, brought to you by the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And I always say to myself, and the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Perhaps you could add that in. That's Rob in New Hampshire. We've had two emails from New Hampshire. Both of those great suggestions. Of course, that's why we brought the gun stuff up, Rob. So thank you very much for the email. And I love the suggestion about you're listening to Armed American Radio, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association and the U.S. Constitution. That's pretty cool.
That's a great point, because as I travel, you know, this show, nothing like it over in Paris. Nothing like this is playing in London. Nothing like this is playing down in Brazil.
Amazing, isn't it?
Only in the United States of America do we have this show to discuss these ideas and these rights that we the people have.
You better believe it, Jim. Very well spoken. Rob, the 25 caliber Raven, it was, in fact, the first gun I bought when I got out of college and went to work in some very bad areas in Camden, New Jersey.
You know, and, I grew up in Jersey, you know that. And I will say that there are. I had a 25 caliber copy of the Baby Browning that occasionally was with me at times in New Jersey. The fact is that whatever gun you can get, and this maybe goes back to that the Tough Times article, whatever gun you can get that you can learn to use, that you can rely on, and again, even if it is that worst-case scenario, as Mike Janich recently wrote about and we mentioned on Best Defense Survival, maybe that's the gun that's going to get you a better gun if things really go bad. So if somebody's out there thinking, gee, I don't have $500, $600, $800, $900 to buy the latest, greatest gun, but they want a gun in their home to protect their family, or they're worried about, a worst-case scenario like we talk about in the Best Defense Survival, that 25 Raven or whatever they can get their hands on and own legally in their house is going to be a great option.
You better believe it. You know, when I bought that gun right out of college, had no money, I was more worried about the furniture I had to sit on in the first apartment that I couldn't afford to pay for. But I got to tell you, that little gun gave me a feeling of comfort when it went with me to a number of places. Now, thank God I never had to pull that in some very bad areas in Camden, New Jersey, believe me, but it gave me a little bit more of an edge of comfort, and I'm sure I carried myself a little bit differently, and after having some training over the years, you know, it kept me aware, and you know, as Mike Janich likes to talk about all the time, preparedness, awareness, preparation, these things being the key. And something interesting about that, I traded that little gun in years and years ago, but I was at my local gun shop, Big Woods Goods, in the greater Atlanta area not long ago, and I'm say about maybe 5 or 6 months ago, and there was a little pearl handle 25 caliber Raven semi-auto sitting in the case for $69, and I bought it just for nostalgic purposes, and that gun sits in my safe, and I'll pass it down to my son one day. You can't, you know, they're a dime a dozen. I don't know. George, are they still available?
I've seen a couple come through, and I don't know if they're actually being produced anymore, but like you said, anything in the pocket that gives you a little bit more confidence, you walk a little straighter, you walk a little, you look less like food to predators, that might be an advantage. So any gun is better than no gun.
Yeah, that gun actually is not being produced anymore. It was the subject and what gave wind to the Saturday Night Special and the junk gun monikers given to it by the Bradys and everybody else back in Florida a number of years ago, when a teacher by the name of Barry Grunow, you may remember, was shot and killed on the last day of school by a 12-year-old student with his father's 25 caliber Raven, and of course they caved not long after the media attention somehow focused on the gun instead of the actions of the person who stole it and used it to go back to school and shoot his teacher on the last day of school. Very tragic case, and Raven suffered for that very reason. Now, moving on just a little bit because, God almighty, time just flies right by. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Rob, let's talk about your upcoming broadcast or your new series coming up on the 30th.
Yeah, you know, it's just two or three days away. Wednesday, we've got The Best Defense, the second true season of The Best Defense, the third season of that Best Defense series, coming up with Michael Bain and Mike Janich on Outdoor Channel. And then SWAT Magazine TV, my new show that I'm not only hosting but producing. And we've got a great lineup of people. The first night, we're going to be dealing with a great group of guys in southern Indiana, law enforcement officers who train their canine and work with canine aspects to support special operations and on regular patrol duties. And we've got Louis Auerbach, training legend, needs no other, you know, introduction. Louis Auerbach will also be a guest on the show. So really looking forward to feedback on both of those starting up on Wednesday Outdoor Channel.
Yeah, I can't wait for that series to get started. Jim Irvine, you guys in the Buckeye Firearms Association had a really nice write-up in the Armed American Report that hit all 50 states and a couple other areas on Friday. Tell us about it real quick.
The anti-gunners, you know, talking about the tight gun control or the loosening of gun control, setting up what's coming in this next year and their quest to tighten it. And the Washington Post also had a similar type story on this. And the funny quote out of it, they're getting NRA members talking about, you know, look, I'm an NRA member, I support it, but, quote, when the choice is between national security and terrorism versus no limits on owning guns, he says, I'm on the side of national security and fighting terrorism. I just want to ask you, when was the last time no limits on guns was ever in play for any of us? I mean, it's just, that's how they frame their argument. It's just silly as can be.
Now, listen to this. George, I want your comment on this one. There's a Seattle Times is reporting on Thursday, December 17th, that state lawmakers are seeking a ban on sales of semi-automatic weapons. Take a listen to this. Okay, the ban would cover semi-automatics now designed for military use that are capable of rapid fire and can hold more than 10 rounds. Semi-automatics designed for sporting or hunting purposes wouldn't be banned. Listen to what Ralph Fasciatelli, the board president of Washington Ceasefire, says. If they're used in the Army, used in the war, that's what this ban is about.
Well, I tell you
what. My God.
I tell you what, you know, I was just looking at the Second Amendment earlier today. And it didn't say anything about hunting or sporting use. That was not in there. What they were talking about specifically military arms. So what the Founding Fathers were saying, you've got to be able to pick up and defend life and liberty. And it's not saying with your deer rifle.
Yeah, now listen to this. What we're saying to get at is there's no place to have sales of military assault rifles or weapons in this state. So having said that, because there are no military assault rifles for sale to the general population, the ban will be ineffective because those weapons don't exist anyway. And here's what she says. Did the framers of our Constitution ever envision something like a semi-automatic weapon, she asked. Oh, folks, ladies and gentlemen. We'll end that with the bonehead of the year next week. We've got a bunch of them to sift through. Rob Pincus, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you joining me for the whole program tonight.
Awesome to be here. I'm looking forward to 2010. Thank you for involving me in 2009. Talk to everybody next year.
You got it. We'll see you on Armed American Radio next week. The show is still shaping up. 2010 right around the corner. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Jim Irvine. We'll talk to you guys all next year as well. ArmedAmericanRadio.org. Check it out. Get involved. USConcealedCarry.com. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.